Glory to Jesus Christ. There was a man who built a new house, and when he finished it, he wanted to show off his house to his extended family and friends. So while he was showing the house, he proudly bragged about his home security. He said that the house is equipped with the most modern security equipment. And in addition, he is taking out very good insurance to protect not only his building, but also the valuables within it. His family went through his house, they congratulated him on a great design, and then one of his best friends stopped and asked him, "You know, the whole house was designed with purpose. Each room, each hallway, everything has its own place. But what I don't get is why on this huge wall you hang a small icon of the Theotokos when you have other and bigger and perhaps nicer paintings of yours that would fit that wall much better." And the owner responded, "The wall is the center of my whole household. It is important to me that my Heavenly Mother is in the middle of me, of my household, protecting me. If I do not have her protection, then no security system, no insurance will be good enough. That icon alone gives me the greatest peace I can ever get." Every person is at peace when they manage to secure their property. But also, many of us, we lose this peace when we start to think about life, about future, about our state of our soul, and even about death and eternal life. No modern security devices or insurances can help us with that. Only what comes from above. Perhaps that's why is the feast of protection of the Theotokos so popular among us. God assures us that in the Theotokos we have a great protectress who intercedes for us every time we ask and beg her. It is true that we have only one defender with the Heavenly Father, and that is Jesus Christ. But as the Father does not deny requests of His Son, so Son does not deny requests of His Mother. That is why the one who approaches Theotokos with love and trust and hope does well in life. An old missionary bishop from northern Canada told the story of his life at his 50th anniversary of his priesthood. He said, "When I was 15 years old, I drove my parents to despair with my wrong behavior. The teenage years were not good to me. Those years didn't achieve anything for me, either good or bad. And instead of going to school or church or wherever, I hid and played with my friends. Once my father suddenly appeared between my friends and I, he found us, and he grabbed my hand and dragged me home. And as we passed by the church, he led me in front of the icon of the Theotokos and prayed as simply and as guys pray, very short prayer. 'Mother of God, I entrust you with this boy. If you can make something out of my request, please do. I'm hopeless and I need your help.' The Holy Mother of God listened to his father. After a few years, the boy entered seminary. He became a priest and went on a mission to be missionary. When he was saying goodbye to his parents after the ordination, his father almost jokingly said, "The Holy Mother of God took my words way too seriously. Now you're all hers." In both examples, the guy who built the house or the father who did not forget about the both did not forget about the Theotokos. One was forced to beg her, and one chose to be reminded daily of her intercession. And it is our daily goal to remember our Heavenly Mother. When we read the lives of saints or elders, there is not one who does not remember her, who does not speak so beautifully of her. In a way, the saints and elders talk about her so naturally. And I think that is something that we should learn from. How many times do we run towards our mother? Every day? Once a week? If you remember? How awkward it can be when, at our death, if we get the chance to meet her and she doesn't know us. "Well, you didn't talk to me, you didn't pray to me, you didn't ask me anything, and I was waiting for you daily." Not one day should pass by without calling up to her for her intercession, for her protection. Nowadays, in the world, if we step back, we need to realize that we need her protection more than ever. From the thoughts, from people, from social media, and so on. Even from news, especially from news. Destroyers of soul are waiting in the world. And are we asking for protection or not? She's waiting. Her protection is what brings us peace amongst the anxieties on the world, day-to-day world, in our life. She is ready to help. And not just that, but if we prayed the paraclesis, we pray that she is stronghold and the fortress of those who run to her and beg her. If our life is filled with willingness to follow Christ together with sincere effort for our own sanctification, then we can be sure that the Most Holy Mother of God will listen to our prayer just as earnestly. However, whoever tries to follow Christ, who sincerely desires salvation, can expect with full confidence the effective protection and help of our Heavenly Mother. So let us run to her, like little children run to their mothers, at any moment in our life and every thought of our life. Run to her. Let us run. Embrace her. And know that the request might not be done immediately, but within a few years, who knows? Maybe within a few years we will see that this intention that we had, that we begged her so hard for, came true. Most Holy Theotokos, protect us. Glory to Jesus Christ.